Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And now we spend a few minutes with an outstanding student heading back to classes, like a lot of people this fall. Istel Amacali Tejeda is a U.S. citizen, but she lives in violent Juarez, Mexico. Went to school there through high school. Each day, she crosses the border to attend classes at El Paso Community College. She did so well, she became a Jack Kent Cook Foundation scholar, and her next educational journey is at the University of Texas in El Paso, a four-year institution, a real college, she calls it. Istel credits her mentors at El Paso Community College who helped her learn English and succeed.
I think I have a couple of mentors that were my life mentors. One of them was my English professor, even though he was an American, like blue eyes, blonde hair, like American. He read my essays and he could really relate to all my struggle and he would really accommodate me. He would help me with my essays since English was not my first language. He actually really helped me being fluent. He gave me a job in the English department where nobody spoke Spanish. And then I have my other mentor. She was my chemistry professor. So she's the one that actually helped me develop my research. She actually relates a lot to me since she was also from Mexico and she did her studies in the same high school that I did.
Your teacher gave you a job in an office where everyone spoke English except for you. And that was a favor?
I think it was.
Like, how did it work out? I mean, how did you even manage to function?
So I actually had to force myself to speak English more fluently every day. And I just started speaking it like little by little until I actually became friends with all of these different English professors.
They're confident enough in you and you're confident enough in yourself to enter the biophysics contest, give presentations in English, and enter yourself in awards with other English as a first language candidates?
It was mandatory in the program that I was in. I knew I wanted to do research, which is very cool. You're just like in the lab, you're working on your own stuff. But at some point you have to explain what you're doing. You have to, because there's no point in doing research if you're not sharing it with the scientific community. And I actually got an award. It was the first place for all the research that I was doing.
How did you feel about that?
I was shocked. First of all, like all of these English as a first language, they were competing against me. And not only that, but they were competing from four-year universities where they have all these advanced classes. And I was coming from a community college where there was not a lot of resources. What someone would consider as a disadvantage, which is my English language or all my background culture. Right now, I can use it as something that differentiates me from everybody else. So right now that I'm sharing my story with you, some people might relate to what I'm saying and they might get encouraged like, okay, so maybe she's doing all of this. She was able to succeed. She was able to go and speak like in the radio in another language and she's not doing that bad. So why can't I just start speaking more English or why can't I just approach my professor and ask him a question in English? It's just like the little decisions that we make throughout our life that really pulls us where we are right now.
Tell me a little bit about this scientific internship that you'll be doing in real research in microbiology.
I'm working in an antibiotic lab, and it's really good because, you know, like right now, all these crazy bacteria are getting resistant to different antibiotics. So in my lab, we're working to search for new antibiotics.
We've been doing stories about community colleges and people who are really awakened by the community college experience and go on to things way beyond what they ever imagined. And you're just such a fantastic example.
And just the fact of knowing that I can succeed as a student, even with all of these different disadvantages, it just made me realize that probably I am like a success.
You know, I think it's great. And we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much. And I really appreciate your time in doing this interview and just like being interested in my story. It really makes me feel special.
It's Amacali Tejeda in classes this fall semester at the University of Texas in El Paso.